Welcome, welcome, welcome for our live stream and our podcast recording for Women Are Women Entrepreneurs Extraordinaire Group. I am Julie Anderson, Brain Lady Julie, and I am very excited to be here once again with you this week for another wonderful interview with a dynamic woman who needs to know you and you need to know. So I am looking forward to introducing Brenda Reese. Did I say that last name right?
You did. Correct. You did.
Awesome. Brenda, thank you. Thank you for coming on the program today.
Oh, I am really happy to be here. Thank you.
I love it. Yeah. I was looking over your all your information and the website. It's so beautiful. I can't wait to dig into this topic because it's something that I think a lot of women have hidden back here in their brain, you know, but they don't always address it. So before we get into the meat, the juicy stuff, let me just read for the audience your bio so they kind of know where you're coming from. It says, in the shadows of doubt and unworthiness, Brenda Reese once lived a life haunted by self-imposed limitations. Walking on eggshells, she tirelessly tried to prove herself to others, neglecting her own needs and dreams. Ladies, how often have you felt that way? But destiny had a different plan for her. Breaking free from the chains of victimhood, Brenda embarked on a journey of self-discovery and resilience. Through the liberating practice of self-forgiveness, she shattered the walls that confined her potential. No longer bound by past traumas and toxic relationships. Ooh, looking forward to hearing about that. Brenda, now known as the Forgiveness Coach, learned to embrace the strength within her heart. Brenda Reese emerged transformed, a testament to the power we all hold over our destinies. Her story is a powerful reminder that we can rewrite our narratives. So true, we can rewire the brain, ladies, and redefine our lives. Today, she stands as a guiding light, inspiring others to unleash their inner power and live the life where they're truly meant to live. Through Brenda's incredible journey as a forgiveness coach, she ignites the spark of possibility in all who dare to be curious about what lies beyond their perceived limits. Ooh, that's a powerful statement. Perceived limits. Brenda, welcome to the Women Entrepreneur Show.
Thank you, Julie.
Absolutely. My pleasure. My pleasure. So, wow. What a, we got to know what brought you to this point where, I mean, but not being able to achieve what you wanted to achieve, being held back. Tell us a little bit about that story.
So I think so many women can relate to this in the sense of, well, maybe I lived a life of pretty much codependence, right? Mm-hmm. In my generation, we're taught to please. We're taught to hold our voices back. We're not taught to share our emotions. In fact, you're not supposed to. Right. And so in that journey, you know, it took me a little while to figure this out. And in my third marriage, I'm like, because now I'm an expert, you know, I make a joke that I just married him. And, but, you know, it was in each of those relationships, toxic, that the 2x4 got bigger and bigger and bigger, right? In the sense of this is familiar. Until the third one. And that's where pretty much all of the toxicity really came out, in the sense of I lost my voice. I lost my identity. I was living my life for him. Successful at work, working in corporate at the time, but really suffering in my relationship. And not knowing what was going on, thinking it was his problem. Not mine, until one day having the wake up call of, oh, wait, I'm the common denominator. So what do I do with that? Yes. So it was within
powerful.
Within this, being able to change my thought process around that was amazing. And then start, because once we can open up that curiosity, right? Yeah. It was like, oh, I'm not stuck here. What can I do about this? Then that opened up a whole new world of meeting different people, different modalities, learning about me. And right. Yes. And that's where I came into the forgiveness process. It took a little bit, but I came into the forgiveness process. And I say that it found me.
Interesting. Yes, I think a lot of women can relate. And there's understanding that there's something, this is one of the things that, and you may agree with me or not agree with me. I'm open to your opinion. I often say affirmations aren't always enough. You know, they're not that they're a bad thing, but there's a lot of women who will say them over and over, and they're just absolutely habitually, like every day, they're so good at doing it, but they're still hitting their head against a wall. And it's because there's something wired in here that's preventing that.
Oh, I agree with you. I agree. I'm one of those. I was in the affirmation world. It's like, you know, I am lovable, you know, I am strong. And then it would fall apart. And I'm like, what? Wait, I'm doing the deal.
Right. But why isn't it working?
Why isn't it working?
Yeah. So now, is that kind of what brought you to working with what you call radical forgiveness?
Well, yes. So what I discovered was within all of these relations was some commonalities, right? Now I kind of knew it. It's kind of like a pattern. We notice I'm dating the same kind of guys, or in my case, I'm marrying the same kind of guys. And each one got a little bit worse, a little bit more intense, to where I was losing myself completely, right? And I found myself in fear a lot of the times. Like I had to be quiet. I had to make sure that he was taken care of. And I'm dying on the inside. I'm feeling like I'm dying. So it was within this time when I discovered, wait, maybe I'm the common denominator, and then going on this discovery path is where I started learning about beliefs and patterns. I started learning, yes, that there's actually ways of being, habits, behaviors that are running through my life. And if I took a look at them, then maybe I could do something with them. And it was within this that I discovered, because what I found was, as I got out of the third marriage, was, like I said, was a doozy. In the sense of I was faced with an FBI investigation.
Oh, that is a doozy.
Yeah. So it was the universe is beautiful and giving me some wake up calls, is what I call it.
And little taps on the shoulder.
Yeah. I wasn't getting those little taps, Julie. I missed those taps. It went right to the house falling on my head. To where I just went, okay. Because out of my codependence, I signed papers because I didn't want to cause waves, and I was afraid of my ex, that I was looking at 7 to 10 years of prison.
Wow.
Because my name was on this. Now they knew it wasn't me. They knew it was him. However, I'm being used as leverage. Yeah. So there's nothing better than FBI at your back to have you take a closer look.
I see what you mean. That was the 2x4. So the tabs weren't working. So that was the 2x4.
And that's when I started seeking even more. What is it? I have to stop this. I had this internal burning, this thing of going, I am so much, I'm more capable. I am, you know, I'm smart. I know these things, but why don't I believe it myself? Why aren't my affirmations working? Why aren't all of these things, you know? And it was the story. This is my take on this. And it was the stories and the beliefs and the patterns that I kept feeding that kept just in that same loop, like you're saying back there, that was stopping me. And it's like, oh, I needed to discover what those were. And it was a beautiful way that I was introduced, because what happened was not only FBI investigation, which he ended up going to prison, just to, you know, give the ending, he ended up going, but then my body started breaking down. I ended up with a back fusion, neck fusion, and a brain tumor.
Wow.
Well, I'm not paying attention.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to fix. Mm-hmm. Instead of stopping and going, let's take a look at what's going on here.
Yeah.
You know, and that's when the forgiveness work entered my world, because I'm going, I can't, because my boss was just like my ex-husband.
Yeah.
That's what got me to notice the pattern.
Yeah, that's powerful. That's powerful. I always tell people, by the way, Diana Sabatino says hi.
Hi.
I always tell people, look, your brain listens. Literally the wiring that is going on, the firing of neural connections in your brain is based on a lot of the thoughts in your mind. So you have to be careful what you're telling it. And in your situation, it sounds like you were just repeating these patterns. So your brain was just like, oh, these are the relationships that are good for Brenda, because this is what she keeps doing. And this is the actions that she wants supported. So let's just support this. So yeah, that's, I see that. I see that. So how did you connect it then? So you're recognizing now that it's obviously toxic relationships that you need to change. Where did you make that change, that connection to forgiveness?
So I didn't. So I wasn't getting it, Jilly. I wasn't getting it. So I was making this connection that I'm the common denominator. So I'm going to fix myself, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm going and I'm taking all of these little classes and I'm learning about myself. And that's why I say I started learning patterns and beliefs. But what I kept noticing was the thing that kept showing up for me was I kept seeing every time I saw a Metro bus, and I live in the Seattle area, so there's 346 Metro buses. Every time I saw a Metro bus, I would break down in tears.
Wow.
Because my ex was a Metro bus driver.
Oh.
So the pain and the hurt that was still inside of me was my, it's like, hello, pay attention. There's still something here. And so, and I'm like, huh, what is this? So I started asking. So for me, it was, I started seeking a little bit further, like what is this?
Yeah.
Somebody mentioned a pattern. What is a pattern? And I'm very curious about the brain. I'm always curious about the brain. So I started learning a little bit about that. It's like, ooh, you know, like they were saying, what is it? The neurons that fire together, wire together.
Wire together. Exactly. Yeah.
You know, and I'm like, huh. Well, then I was just going, okay, all right, what am I supposed to do here? And that's when I was introduced to coaching. I got curious about that. And then what happened was, in between my surgeries, I just had this inkling to go to Mount Shasta. Now, Mount Shasta, I'd never been, never heard of it, Northern California. Uh-huh. And it was there, Jilly. It was just this remarkable way of synchronicities of, I got the pamphlet for that. There was a little advertisement on the back of the thing that said, with her picture, that said forgiveness coach. And I went, I don't know what that is, but I need to know what that is.
Ah.
That's how I discovered it was, because when I met with her, when I went there, and she found a pattern that no years of therapy had not been able to find.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, I just went, oh my God.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting because that those negative feelings are so toxic to the brain, and it causes this system to kick in that actually shuts down your immune system. And a lot of autoimmune disorders are now being seen as being connected to this feeling of anger or resentment or these negative things. So why is it, in what you've found, why do you feel it so hard to let go of these negative emotions of resentment or, you know, this need to forgive? Like, why is that so difficult?
So what I have found for myself and then for others that, you know, there's power in resentment. There's power in anger.
Mm-hmm.
There's power in it. And I kind of get my own identity from that. Mm-hmm. I'm the wronged one.
Yeah.
Right. And I'm not ready yet to take responsibility, but that's part of the process, is getting to that point. I wasn't ready yet to take that responsibility. And mm-hmm. so I held on to that first, I will say that I held on to that anger and resentment because of that I didn't know who I was without it, Julie, to be honest.
Yeah.
But the
because it was part of your identity for so long.
Totally. Yeah.
Through three marriages.
Yes, exactly. A lot of years. And I didn't figure this out until almost 50.
Yeah.
You know, and it took me a while. I'm a slow learner. It took me a while. But, you know, but the other part, you know what was so interesting? I didn't know how angry I was. And I found out how angry I was. So I look at life as a mirror in the forgiveness work that I teach, right? Life is kind of a mirror. And if I look at these relationships around me, they're helping me see the things that I have, that my brain has beautifully buried for me.
Yeah.
Right. It's beautifully kind of stuffed her down so that because it was a huge impact at that point in time. And so when I looked at it, this ex, like I said, my third marriage was a huge wake up for me. But when I left him, when I finally left him, because it just ripped my heart out to do this and being the codependent. But when I left him, I moved into this small rundown apartment, right? Because that's all I could afford at the time. And I'm putting together those press board desks, you know, those real thick ones. And I'm hammering it and I hit my thumb with the hammer. Okay. We all do it.
Right. Right.
I went into a raging anger. I mean, raging to where I was beating that down. I mean, I kind of blacked out and came to.
Oh, I mean, wow.
Rage. Now I'm the good girl. I help. I don't cause waves. We don't cause waves. And I kind of came to going, kind of crying and laughing, going, what was that? Oh my God. You know? And it was like, because my ex was always angry and I was the one that was always trying to soothe, not knowing that that he was kind of reflecting for me, what I had was hiding inside was the anger from all the ways that I had been treated and had treated myself.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. Yeah. Important.
Yeah. 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 And so that was important to discover, right?
Yeah.
Was that inside me? And then only then could I go, oh, now I see. Now I can be willing to release that, to figure out ways to do this healthy.
Yep. And I think sometimes that's a really important, figure out how to do it in a healthy way.
Yes.
Because when individuals are in that situation and they get angry and anger in quiet places, they feel justified. You know, my life is a mess. These people are, it's okay to be angry, but really anger does horrible things to your body. And anger is like when you're mad at somebody. I've heard this said, and I think it's a beautiful illustration. When you're angry with someone else, it's like wanting them to take poison, trying to poison them, but you're taking it yourself.
Yes.
Because of what it does to you inside.
And that's a resentment too.
Yeah, exactly. Now I know neurologically why it's kind of addictive. How do you see that? Like, why is it an addiction thing that some people can actually become addicted to the negative?
Oh, absolutely. Well, and I think you can come at it from the chemical part of it, right? Because there is those hormones that are released in the brain that actually ignite us. So you're the expert on that. I just know they're there.
Yeah.
But for me, it is that power, because it's within that it becomes addicting, for in the sense of the anger, because we think, now it's like our brain, I think our brain kind of lies to us sometimes.
Yeah.
Right?
It does.
Yeah. Because it's like a story of, okay, if I stay in this place, I'm better than you. I am stronger. You can't take me out. It's just those beliefs and patterns that are keeping me, that's addicting myself to the fact of I have to stay here to be, because I don't want to go inside, because then if you knew who I was, if you felt all my insecurities, if you knew anything about me, you wouldn't love me, you'd leave me, and I don't want to be alone. And I think that's part of the addiction. And now you can share about the more chemical part, because I know that's a huge part of it.
It is huge. It's huge. And I tell you, the brain loves specificity, or not specificity, comfort. The brain loves to be comfortable. And you become comfortable in, as you said earlier, the neurons that wire together. So that's very comfort for it. And it begins to thrive on those situations chemically. So what exercise might do for one person, raising endorphins and kicking off a chemical reaction in the brain, arguments or that conflict can do for someone who is in a codependent or a negative situation. Because, and remember, the brain is just chemistry. It's just an electrical impulse from one neuron to the other neuron. It's what's in the thinking portion and the subconscious patterning, like you said earlier, the patterning, right, that controls that firing pattern within the brain. So it's getting those to sync in the right way.
Mm-hmm.
That becomes so important, and break that addiction, right? Break that addiction.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So what happens, what have you seen in your work that happens when you don't let go of the resentment, when you hold that negative? And do you think, I'm going to throw an extra in there. Okay. Do you think that some of your health problems were because of that?
I think all of them are. In all honesty, every one of them.
Yeah.
And there's a fine line. So I want to share this too with people, because we can also go and we can really abuse ourselves for that, right? We can say, oh, I caused this, mm-hmm. you know, and that's self-flagellation. That's feeding the shame. It's,
right.
It's not that I caused it. It's my body is smart. You know, it's smart and it just wants my attention. And it was trying to get my attention. This is the way that I describe it. And mm-hmm. I was ignoring it because of these beliefs, because of what's going on in the brain, the subconscious, because of that habit and that pattern. I kept thinking I'm not good enough. I don't matter. So I have to prove myself to the world. And so I think a lot of us women have that. Let me do everything for everybody else and then you will love me. And so within this is the fact of, I know that everything that I did, the adrenal fatigue, all of the stuff that I went through was a breakdown of the body to get my attention. And luckily I caught it, you know, before it went into anything more major, because the radical forgiveness work was developed working with cancer patients.
Yep.
They found that back in the 80s. Yep, they found it back then. And so that's what's really valuable. And then resentment, what it does to us is it causes blockages. Mm-hmm. Neuroscience is showing us that it's causing blockages. And the thing that the way I like to describe it is this, is that a powerful visual for me, because I'm visual, is if you imagine that, okay, resentment has a power to it, right? I'm the wronged one. I've got an identity, but I'm noticing my life is suffering. With my ex, he was going on dating, living his life, yes. having a great time. I'm dying, literally. Like I can't move. I'm stifled. I'm frozen. And so I'm noticing, wait a second. I'm taking the poison expecting him to die. What's happening? So yes. The way I view it is this, Julie, is like, imagine it's like a boulder between you and me.
Mm-hmm.
A resentment is a boulder, and it's a boulder between me and my job, me and my business, me and anything. A resentment is right here in front. It blocks my heart from being able.
Good illustration.
To be able to love you or anybody else or even like you and or myself.
Yeah.
It's blocking what we so most want and need, which is connection.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's what starts. And our bodies need that, right? Our brains actually need that connection.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Yeah. We are herd animals. I tell people that all the time. Yeah. I don't care how introverted you are. We need people.
Yes.
And if you have that blockage, I love that illustration. That really is, it's blocking your heart from being able to connect. Yeah. And it can be as big as a boulder. It absolutely can be. And definitely negative. If you ever want to look up, you know, for any of the listeners, they've heard me talk about on my Brain Lady Speak show, and this would be a good topic to do on that, is psychoneuroimmunology, and that is that study of how the thoughts in your mind affect the chemistry in your brain and therefore affect your immune system. And it is proven, and this is connected to all that resentment and the cancer patient research, right? It's those negative emotions are devastating to your immune system, you know, and then you have all of these issues. So it's more than just you're not happy. You're also doing damage to your body.
Well, yes, and we don't realize it. I mean, and that's what I love talking about this and having people in the younger years, 30s, let's catch it sooner.
Yes,
because
please.
I have decades of the same pattern, the same thing. And finally going, oh crap, maybe I could have done something different.
Yeah, we should do this earlier. Yeah,
yes. Totally. Yes.
Affect the next generation. So when though, some women might be listening to this going, this is a really bad situation, but. So give me the caveat. When should we not be focused on forgiveness?
So forgiveness is when you're able to do it, when you're ready to let go of the story of I'm the wronged one. And it's not right after a hurt. No, we can't do it then. Because a lot of people, I get women that contact me that say, okay, I'm going through a divorce and I need to forgive him so I can move on.
Yeah.
I know, I felt that way too, right? And it's like, well, no, what needs to happen now is allow yourself to feel your feelings, because this is a huge part. And this is something we are scared to death of because of that stuffing of that, those feelings, is to feel them.
Yeah.
Because we know with the brain, if we allow this to happen, it goes through a lot quicker than if we keep stuffing them close. I liken it to boxes in the basement or boxes in the attic. When we keep stuffing them and putting them away, pretty soon they're going to burst.
Yeah. And they're still there. They don't go anywhere.
They don't do it.
It's not like you dropped them off at the Goodwill. They're still there.
Thank you. Absolutely. So yeah, when the hurt happens is not the time. And it was interesting when I had started to do the forgiveness work and I was posting about it, and there was a school shooting that happened, and I had somebody, you know, I was talking about forgiveness, and he puts on there, okay, lady, look at what happened here. Where's your forgiveness now? You know, and it was a very hurting individual. And that's when I had to say, it's not time for forgiveness.
Yeah.
This is time for grieving. This is time for coming together. This is time for helping each other to heal. Yeah. And the same thing goes for us. When we are in the wound, we cannot forgive. We have to have the wound start to scab over a little bit before we can then start the forgiveness process.
Yeah, that's brilliant. That it's very true. So for those listening, if you're in the middle and you're going, I'm trying to forgive, but it's not working, you might just need to go through it, or to reach out to Brendan. She'll help you with it.
Thank you.
Oh, what a great conversation. You know, I think it's so very important. A lot of women, and you mentioned it, you know, it's not that men don't experience it too,
right?
Because they do, they go through that. We just tend to hold on to it more.
Yes, we do.
It's just the way our brain is genetically built. It honestly has to do with the wiring. There is a portion, our hippocampus in our brain, ladies, is larger than the average male. And that is very closely connected to memory storage. So quite frankly, we have more real estate dedicated in our brain to memory and to language, by the way. So that even ties in more things that were said to you, right?
Oh, yeah.
We have more real estate devoted to it in our brain than men do. So men tend to, in general, let go a little bit of the little things, or tend to move through this. Or they suppress it, and then it comes out in anger, and you have relationships like what you had experienced, right? So it's not that they don't experience, it's just that women have a little bit more experience with it.
Well, yeah, and thank you for describing that, because that makes more sense of why women, you know, how guys just go, gosh, you remember everything.
Exactly.
You can quote everything I say. And it's like, Yeah.
Of course, can't you?
Yeah, so be careful.
So be careful what you say, because I will remember it. And I'll even remember what you were wearing when you said it.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh,
so true. Well, this is a great conversation, and I think it's one that women need to have. And I'm glad that this is in the group of our women entrepreneurs, because there are a lot of women that I am sure are in those situations and are struggling with that. And if you are, I strongly suggest that you do reach out, you know, reach out and talk to Brenda, connect with her. In the show notes, and of course, in the comment section, we will leave all of her information. And you actually have kind of a fun, serious quiz.
It is actually, it's a fun, serious quiz. It's finding your unique forgiveness archetype. So there's four archetypes, and what it is, you get this report. I absolutely love it. And I get a lot of responses back saying, gosh, this is me. And so it fits really beautifully. And then ideas of how, you know, as this archetype, you can do what you can do with that in the forgiveness.
Interesting. I'm going to have to go take that just for the fun of it. Because I'm going to look at it. See, I always psychoanalyze it, right? So or neuroanalyze it. I always look at things and I'm like, oh, okay. So how does this fit with the brain personality connection and the four brain quadrants?
Oh, I would love that. That would be amazing. Please do that. Let me know.
I will. I totally will. Yes. I will do that. And I will post in this stream and let everybody know too. Yeah, good. That's awesome. That's awesome. And you're also an author. Are those books behind you there that you've authored?
They are. So it's called Forgive Yourself by Brenda Reese and A Journey to Your Heart Space, which is an 11-step forgiveness process with mandalas for each step. So it helps you color, helps you journal. It's to ease into forgiveness. And then I also have my Forgive Yourself podcast.
I love that. So we're going to give all the connections for those who are listening to this as a podcast later. It's all on the show page. So be sure to go to the Women Entrepreneurs Extraordinaire podcast for this particular show. And, you know, sign up for the notifications. So every time I interview a wonderful person like Brenda, you'll get those notifications and you'll be able to get how to get in touch with Brenda. And really your main website is, isn't it just Brenda? Wait, I got it here. Brenda Reese Coaching. So it's BrendaReiss.
Yes. Coaching.com.
Yeah. All right. And your email is Brenda Reese Coaching. So real easy to get in touch with her. And of course she has, I'm sure she's on social media, the various different social media outlets. So wherever you like to follow and stay connected, I suggest that you do that and take that fun quiz. I know I'm going to do it. Thank you so much, Brenda, for this conversation. I think it was a great conversation and I greatly appreciate and I'm honored that you spent time with me today and the audience today to discuss it.
And I'm honored to spend time with you. And I love what you teach and talk about with the brain, because, you know, the better we know ourselves, the better we can forgive ourselves. Mm-hmm. And when we forgive ourselves, we create a forgiving world.
Yeah. Yeah. And then we're all healthier and happier, you know?
Absolutely.
And then it's a positive spiral as opposed to a negative one.
Yes. Beautiful. Yeah.
So I love that. All right. So before we wrap up, I want to encourage everybody to stay connected with Brenda, as well as stay connected with us at Women Entrepreneurs. If you like the podcast, share it, give us some social media love, make a little comment, give us a review so that more and more people can see these and meet these wonderful ladies that we interview and see the content and hear the content that we cover on this show. If you would like to be a guest on the show, or you have a topic you want to see covered, maybe you are in the flux of different emotional things in your life or business things, obviously. Maybe there's a topic you'd like. Shoot us an email at info@womenentrepreneursextraordinaire.com and stay connected with us. Let us know what you need. That is our website, womenentrepreneursextraordinaire.com, obviously. And we also have a wonderful new private membership that we have launched called Women Excelling Everywhere, because we want to just help all women excel. And that is also the title of our collaborative book. So be sure to take a look at that. And if you have a story you want to tell, reach out to us. We'll talk about what it would take to be involved in that. All right. So now, as I like to end every podcast, I want everyone, again, thank you so much for spending this time with Brenda and I. Thank you for honoring us with your presence and your time. Take a nice deep breath. Roll your shoulders back. Go out there and simply enjoy every moment. See you next time.